This often leads to wild animals becoming pets, a typically unsafe and inhumane circumstance. That's according to Bobby Brink, founder of Lions, Tigers, and Bears, a California-based exotic animal rescue nonprofit. And it's why she made the cross-country trip last week to rescue four bears from a Pender County home. Each bear had started life in a North Carolina roadside zoo. Brink says such operations primarily profit from peddling baby animals.
So the question is, where do they go? You know, what happens to them? Do they go as somebody's pet, or do they kill them and put them down? Do they sell their body parts into the exotic animal trade? That's what we got to figure out. And the exotic animal trade is second to drugs and weapons in our country. It's an $18 billion a year industry.
On the federal level, Brink's organization is currently lobbying to pass the recently introduced Big Cats and Public Safety Protection Act and to tighten state restrictions. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.